Okay, hope everybody had a nice Shabbos. What's Purim looking like in Yeshiva? Like, what are they?
They haven't announced anything yet.
Any talk?
They sent out a Google form for guys to fill out, like, what they would be interested, not be interested, I guess, to kind of gauge where everyone was at.
Okay.
Also, if Penner gave like a special message, and basically just like said we can't have perm sudas because of COVID.
In Yeshiva. So what does that mean? What are they going to have? I mean, in terms of eating, guys would just eat in the room or they'll go home? I go home mostly if they can.
I mean, some would be the same setup that it's like every Shabbos and every like just every day, but just as opposed to like gathering in like tight groups and like not socially distant.
Yeah.
Singing and stuff like that.
Okay, it's a tough year. It's a tough year, but okay. I think guys are rising to the challenge, Baruch Hashem. This is my second vaccination this coming week, so. They could be able to be a little less cautious. Okay, let's go on to the Gemara. From the top of the story, let's take it from the top of Zion Miral. Try to Gemara, in the Vatli Vishis, why not do the Biur Vishon Shishis? In other words, the Gemara said before, can't do it Vishon Rabias, Vishon Chamishis. Because it's neither the Zman Dika nor is it the Zman of beer, so you're gonna be pushed, you won't remember. Do the beer b'shal shishis. So Rashi says, "Levatel b'shis, listen to Rabbanon lechaladim. Let's make the takana levatel." Question not on him. It's question on the takana. Make the takana levatel b'liboy b'tchila shesh. I don't know why Rashi is distressed b'liboy. Levatel b'liboy b'tchila shesh. Because zichrin tuba shay osuk b'seif osuk. I thought, well, you see, Rashi says that the b'yopi b'tchila shesh. It's really machlek kis v'shem. The Gemara says, sarfin eichlin kol chamish v'eichlin chamish v'sarfin b'tchila shesh. But something you should learn, sarfin b'tchila shesh doesn't mean that you have to do the shesh for dafka at the beginning of shoshishis. It means that from Shal Shishis, from the beginning of Shal Shishis, is the Zman when you can't eat it and you can't be nana from it. It's already Nisr Hano. So Mimele, what do you do with it? You have to be Serif. But Lav Dafka, the Sreif has to be at the beginning of Shal Shishis. And there are other Shalim even hold more that the Sreif doesn't even have to be with Shal Shishis at all. The Sreif could be after Chatzos. We saw the Azarur brother Riva. That he would dafka wait with the Gezaias of Chometz till after Chatzos because he wanted to be Mekayim the Nisrei for the Rabbi Yehuda, which he held as only after Chatzos. The Mishnah says, Sarf from Mitchila Shesh. Obviously, learn Sarf from Mitchila Shesh doesn't mean the Sreif has to be Mitchila Shesh. It means the Sarno starts Mitchila Shesh. And what are you going to do with it? It's an email, you Sarf. But there's no din that you have to be Sarf Mitchila Shesh. You could be Sarf after Chatzos. The Rashi implies they asked, what do you mean? Maybe you're going to be 5 minutes late. You're going to be mevatel a mitzvah. So the Rebbe Cheskel explains that the Riva holds that even misat tashbisu, there's no din. You have to be mashbisit at the beginning of right after chatzos. You have the whole afternoon till the erev to be mashbisit. It's recent makdimim, but for that the Riva wanted to wait till after chatzos. So he'll be 5 minutes late with his reason, but he'll be able to chap around the din of seifa. There are Rishonim who hold that there's no din per se that you have to be served for Tchila Shesh. Rashi Tmashmi, you have to be served for Tchila Shesh. Rashi Bremis Lashitosa. We had Rashi on Dalit Beis. Yeah, the Gemara they brought to Mishnah, but served for Tchila Shesh, Dalit Beis. The Gemara mentioned. Where both the Mishnah Tan Hosam, Rabbi Yehuda, Reichen Kol Chamish, Resar from the Tchila Shesh. So Rashi says, Resar from the Tchila Shesh, When Rashi, the issue is in the Hatantana. The issue is not in the issue. We're not saying it's Usr Bahanov from Shashishis. Layantin, don't wait to do the Srefa till Tchila Sheva. Don't be Mamtin till Tchila Sheva, because Adam Toya Shois, Adam Toya Shah, and if you're going to wait to be, if you're going to be Masher, you're going to wait to do the Srefa till after Chatzos, which Minatera you could. Minatera you could. But maybe you're going to tell you Shah, and it's going to turn out you're not really being surfed at 12 o'clock the way you think. Maybe you're going to really be surfed at 1 o'clock. And that's too, that's, and you're going to be over on the Issa Shia. So maybe you have to be surfed at Tchila Shesh at 11 o'clock. Because maybe 11 o'clock is really 12 o'clock. And you have to be, and you're not allowed to be mashed more than, and you're not allowed to be mashed till was to be Mavar. So if you're Mavar, but Tchila Shesh at 12, if you'll be Mavar, if you knew the time exactly, you had a good clock, you would be Mavar at 12 o'clock. It would take you till 1 o'clock, and that would be fine. But maybe it's not really 12 o'clock. Maybe it's really 1 o'clock, and you're going to be mashed too much. Rashi apparently holds you're not allowed to be, Rashi apparently holds not like the Riva. You're not allowed to be mashed the whole afternoon. You're allowed to burn at 12 o'clock in that Torah, but not at 1 o'clock. So, and since Odin Toya Shah, so therefore the Drabonon, burning at 12 o'clock becomes burning it at 11 o'clock. So Rashi Shetosi holds this, and it's a Shehiyo. Because Adam Toya Shah, hey, Rashi holds that it's Nisa Shia in the afternoon. You're allowed to burn it at 12 and not at 1. And number two, Rashi holds that in that Issa Shia that you have in the afternoon, there's also a Chokad de Rabbanon, because Adam Toya Shah, that therefore you have to burn at 11. Well, if it is you have to burn at 12 and not wait till 1, then you're not allowed to wait till 12:15 either. You can't wait till 12:15 to start. It takes an hour. You're not allowed to wait till 12:15 to start. You have to start at 12. And if Adam Toya Shah, you have to start at 11. If you're going to wait till 11:15, then maybe it's really 12:15. And you're not allowed to wait till 12:15. You're allowed to wait till 12 minatayr. But at 12 o'clock, you have to be, but at 12 o'clock sharp, you have to be invited at 11 o'clock sharp. But that's this Rashi here as well. That's Sofim Tchila Shesh. You mean Rashi says, that's the Rashi over here also. Tchila Shesh. Where's the Nevat Bishis? Rashi is Tchila Shesh. That's Rashi and Shita Tosa. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says, no, you can't do that. You can't do the bittul at 11 o'clock because came in the Isura Drabon Nilove, since it's an Isra Hanomi Drabonon, Kiderai Sedamio, Vala Bishuse Kaima. Since it's also Hanomi Drabonon, so it's like Deraisa. And if it's something which is also Hanomi Deraisa, like Gemara said before, that after Chatzais, it's Lab Rishus to Kaimit to be a battle. We already saw Machlek is showing what does Lab Rishus to Kaim mean? Rashi says to mean Tein HaShaloi. The Ritva, the Chatzais and Tavav brings the Ritva in Sukkah Lamed Hei, who says that even things that are also Bahano, they are Shaloi. They don't lack in, they are Shaloi. They don't become not his. So what does Gemara mean is Lab Rishus to Kaim? What does it mean by us that it's not Rishus to Kaim? So the Chatzais speaks out. It means, yes, it's Shaloi, but it's not Rishus to Kaim. Since you don't have any control over it, it's Lab Rishus to Kaim. It's like a gozel of an isyashua violin. So here also, whatever I meant before, that's what it means here as well. Came in the Surah Rabbani Lavi, because the Rai Saddam, you have a lab b'shus ha-kaim. Yeah, we spoke by Rikos. The Rambam, what exactly is this lab b'shus ha-kaidu? The ritual, we said, it means you want to do a maisa violin. Bittul is a maisa violin. If it's lab b'shus ha-kaidu, you can't do a maisa violin. The Rambam, we said, a different shot. The whole idea of bittul is to be mitzid from your rishus. If it was already yotzer mishusay, so you're being mitzid from the shus and nothing. And the Torah is already mitzid from the shus, and since the Torah is already mitzid from the shus, so when the Torah is mitzid from the shus, so it becomes when the Torah is mitzid from the shus, then we have an asoyah kosu kilu b'shusay. Anyway. So the Gemara says, "K'dai sedam yivlab b'shus hakaima v'leimotzim mevatel." The Omer Gidol Omer Rav Chiyah Bar Yosef Omer Rav. Gemara brings down a memra from Rav Gidol Omer Rav Yosef Omer Rav Chiyah Bar Yosef Omer Rav. Hamekadosh Mishay Shoyis Ulamayla. Rashi learns it means from 11 o'clock. Afilu b'chiti k'dinaisa. That's just it's not so clear to chometz. Ein choshen l'kiddushin. What does the Gemara want from that? And why is that true? So let's see the Rashi. I want to do the Rashi a little bit backwards. We'll do the Rashi first about the Mekadosh Bechiti Kudanaisa. The Rashi says, at Mekadosh Yisho, Mishesh shayisu lemaylo. Mitzvila shesh. Shesh is asked. That's not usually what shesh shayisu lemaylo means. Shesh shayisu lemaylo usually means from the end of shesh, from 12 o'clock. But Rashi doesn't want to learn the way because what's the Gemara's? Gemara wants to bring Raya for the side of Shal Shishas. That in Shal Shishas, it's Lab Rishus Ekaimah. So therefore, Rashi has to learn that over here it's anomalous. Hey, Shal Shishas Umayla means from 11 o'clock. Yisur Drabona. I feel the Chitiko the Nice. At same time, Bahare Ara, Koshim Imoid. I feel the Hokkien, Cheshim the Kiddush. In Bole Imayim. You see, that is a chometz derabon, not shoshishes. We consider it chometz. Even chitim koshim, we nonetheless consider it chometz. And therefore, neim kudeshes. V'afal gav the osi is and os chometz derabon and the sheish. Ma'afik the shetayr v'shori sheishishis la'amu. How does this work? Shoshish the chomli derabon. You're telling me neim kudeshes? You mean she's allowed to go marry somebody else? How can this derabon be makiki lusim deraisa? So Rashi on Metatzina mekam a duchtin called the Mekadosh or died to derabon and Mekadosh. The Hefka based in Hefka. Name is kiru memayne. Rashi is two things: called the Mekadosh or died to derabon and Mekadosh, and Hefka based in Hefka. Is this one time or two time? I mean, why isn't either one enough? Call the Mekadosh Adai to Rabban and Mekadosh. That's a story in her das, in his das. He's Mekadosh Adai to Rabban. They said that it's Chometz. Finished. Go. And there's another story, Hefka based in Hefka. So it's not yours. Not his. So that's also enough. What is here? Rashi Mashmash one time. Call the Mekadosh Adai to Rabban and Mekadosh. But Hefka based in Hefka. So Rashi Tosoi. Based on Rashi's understanding, the Gemara Ksuvas, the beginning of Ksuvas, Daf Gimel. The Gemara that talks about somebody gave a get. He gave a get on Manas that is not going to come at Yom till 30 days. And then he was Nenas and he didn't come. So Rava said that the Rabbani made a takana that ain't Oinis begitten. Minatera, the Tanai is not Makuya. Yeah, he didn't come, but he didn't come by Oinis. That's not called the Kiyama Tanai. Therefore, the get should be no good. Rabbanan said, "Ain't oinis begitten." Shad, why is ain't oinis begitten? So the Gemara says, "This is a takana." The takana Rabbanan shnuis mishum putzois has a lot of reasons why they made such a takana. Ain't oinis begitten. Otherwise, it's going to be too ambiguous. Some is going to be oinis; they'll think it wasn't oinis. Some will be no oinis; they'll think it wasn't oinis. So they said, "Ain't oinis begitten." It doesn't matter if he came; if he didn't come, he didn't come. So the Gemara says, how could that be? It's after only because Rabban had a reason to make a takana, you're gonna be master get. It's not really a get. So the Gemara called the Mekadosh a diet to the Rabban and Mekadosh. The Kiddushin made Kara were a diet to the Rabban, and now they said that this is a good get. So Leila, even if not a good get, but the Kiddushin lemafrei were no good. So the Gemara asks, the Rashi they says, called the Mekadosh a diet to the Rabban and Mekadosh means, that when he's Mekadosh, al das kein, that he's being Mekadosh l'fi chayk chacham. However the chacham want. And if according to the chayk of the chacham, according to the rabbinic law, if she's not supposed to be married, then his das is that he's not Mekadosh. He's Mekadosh al das kein. Back to Gemara, tinech the kiddush b'kaspa, kiddush b'biyam ha'ikul ha'meima. My answer is, shavinu rabban will be lost if he listens. So Shishad, what's the Gemara's kasha? What's the Gemara's kasha? Tinech b'kiddush b'kaspo, tinech b'biyam ha'ikul ha'meima. Rashi over this says, tinech b'kiddush b'kaspo. So the Rabbanon, how does Rashi say it? The name of gets a oikar kibushin for oisim mois matono mekaron. Mainly, she makadish bekesef, So I understand the kesef becomes kesef matana. But kiddush bebiyam ha'ikal ha'meimah. So my answer is, it becomes a bilisnus. He says that. So the Rambam asks, Rashi himself said, what's called the Mekadosh Adai to Rabbanu Mekadosh? That he's Mekadosh of Das to Rabbanu, if according to the Chayk of the Rabbanu. Well, ask the Rambam, if he's Mekadosh according to the Chayk of the Rabbanu, that means he's Mekadosh Al-Tanai. Al-Tanai, the Rabbanu will want. Well, if he's Mekadosh Al-Tanai, what's the Gemara's Kasha? Kiddush Bebiya Meikel Ameimah. If a person is Mekadosh Al-Tanai, even Kiddush, just Gemara's Mekadosh, it's a person that Mekadosh Bebiya, but he's Mekadosh Al-Tanai, and the Tanai is not Mekuyim, she's not Mekadosh. There's no particular privileged status to Kiddushe Bia. Kiddush Al Tanai is Kiddush Al Tanai. And if he's Makadish Al Tanai, she hits the Rabbanu. So then what does it matter if he's Makadish Bia or if he's Makadish Bekesef? What's the Gemara's problem? Bacha. So the Rabban learns that the Gemara Lechatchil didn't know that he's Makadish Al Tanai. The Gemara thought that they called the Makadish a diet to Rabbanu Makadish doesn't mean he has Das, whatever the Rabbanu wants. Called the Makadish a diet to Rabbanu Makadish, the Gemara initially thought means that Hefka based in Hefka. A person's Mekadosh according to the will of the Rabbanon, not because that's what he wants or has in mind, but because that's what the Rabbanon have the force to do. The Rabbanon, willy-nilly, whatever, whether you like it or not, the Rabbanon could say, your Kesef is not Kesef, because Hefka based in Hefka. So if the word says, I understand, my Kiddush Bekasva. Yeah, so I'll die to the Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon, they have the authority to decide which Kesef is his and which Kesef is not his. But Kiddush would be a medical amema. My answer is that he's talking Mekadosh, I'll die to the Rabbanon. That's the word's answer. That whenever a person is Mekadosh, even Kiddush Ebiya, he's Mekadosh al Das der Rabbanon, and if the Rabbanon considered a Bilas Nus, then that's his Das in the Kiddushin as well. Rashi, not the way. Rashi learns that called the Mekadosh al Das der Rabbanon, Mekadosh means he's Mekadosh al Das the Chayk of the Chacham. So then what's the most Kashi, Kiddush Bekas, Kiddush Bebiya, Meikel Meima? If he's Mekadosh al Das the Chayk of the Chachamim. So then, why would Kiddush Ebiya be any different than Kiddush Kesef? But Mekadosh al Tanai is the Tanai is a valid Tanai even by Kiddush Kesef. Apparently, Rashi holds that calling Mekadosh a Daita but Mekadosh doesn't mean that it's a Tanai. It means he's not making a Tanai. He didn't speak out of Tanai. It means, Maisa Kiddushin, he's Maiser, the definition of the Maisa to the Chachon. Since he's having a Orthodox ceremony, so he leaves it to the Chachon to interpret the Maisa that he's doing. So if they interpret this ma'ase as a ma'ase of Nesinus Kesef, then it's a ma'ase of a Kinyan Kesef, then it's a ma'ase of Kinyan Kesef. And if they say no, this Kesef is ownerless, Kesef, then it's not a Nesinus Kesef. Right, the Rashi is Oyt Matana. Rashi lost over there. If they say it's a Kenyan, it's a Kenyan. If they say it's a Matan, it's a Matan. So Mela, the Gemara's Kasha is Mela Kiddush Kesef. If it has that ambivalence, it could be a Kenyan, it could be a Matan. So a person Makadish, she has Das that whatever Chacham say that it is. So if they say it's a Matan, it's a Matan. But Kiddush Bebiya, that's an act of Ishus. So what's the Shaykh to be Maisa to the Chacham? Just look at it. It's a Maisa Ishus. So what ambivalence could there be? What's over here is subject to interpretation? So Maisa says, no, there's such a thing as Bilus Nus. So if he when he does the Maisa Ishus, to keep the Maisa of Kiddush Bebiya, he has a Maisa. This is whatever the Chacham say that it is. If the Chacham say it's a Maisa Ishus, then a Maisa Ishus it is. And if the Chacham say that it's a Maisiv Nus Be'alm, it's a Maisiv Nus Be'alm. So come down with Yerashi, that even the Maskana, we're still going with it. There's a Kiddush Kesef and Kiddush Ebiya. Kiddush Ebiya works with that the Rabbanu decide if it's Kiddush Ishus or Kiddush Nus. And Kiddush Kesef works that the Rabbanu decide whether it's a Maisiv Kinyan or a Matana Be'alm. So see the Ramban, the Gemara, only in the Hamrina thought there's a difference. The Gemara thought only Kesef, because Hefka based on Hefka. But what about Biyot? The answer is no, you have Das. So see, so you have that, if you have that, yeah, it's like Al-Tanai. Well, if it's Al-Tanai, then it's talking no difference from Kesef and Biyot. You don't need to come on to any special din about Kesef. So Rashi is Lishitose over here, that Kolde Mekadosh, the Daita Abundant Mekadosh, doesn't stand alone. It stands, it's partners with something about the Kesef. The Rabban said something about the Kesef. The Rabban said the Kesef is a Matana. So since you have asked that the Rabban can decide what the Kesef is, and the Rabban said that the Kesef is a Matana, so the two things together work that, oh, called the Makadosh with the Rabban deciding that it's a Kesef Matana, so that's what together is Mefkir the Kiddush. To that extent, Rashi over here is the Shitosa in Ksus. So is that Rashi here says something else. He says Hefka based on Hefka. Rashi in Ksuvas doesn't say that. Rashi in Ksuvas, his lesson is that, like I just said to you before, that the Rabbanim made it into Matana. Look, sorry, that's a different thing than Hefka based on Hefka. Hefka based on Hefka means it doesn't belong to the Makadosh. If it doesn't belong to the Makadosh, then it's not a Matana either. It's a Hefka, and she's Eichem and Hefka. The Rabbanim made it a Matana means it's still coming from the Makadosh, but he's giving it over, not the Teres Kinyan, but he's giving over the Teres Matana. So Rashi, in Ksuvas, I understand you need the Tzir Fadvarim. You can't just say Chacham made it into a Matana. With what force did Chacham make it into a Matana? You need to ask, say, no, call the Makadosh Adai to Rabbanim Makadosh. He's Maisik with Chacham to decide what is the nature of this Nesinus Mais. Am I giving a Matana? Am I giving a king? Am I making a kinyan? I'm doing it. I'll das whatever the rabbanon say. If the rabbanon say it's a matana, then my das is whatever they say. That's how I'm doing it. So it becomes a matana. And ultimately, we say the same thing by Biyah too. It becomes a bilusnus. That would be the gemara's machadish. Even by Biyah, have such a concept. Rashi by us doesn't say that the mois become a matana. He says that it's hefka based on hefka. No, if you're coming out to Hefka based on Hefka, then why do I need Kolde Mekadosh Adai to Rabbanim Mekadosh? Hefka based on Hefka is a story by itself. Hefka based on Hefka, we have throughout Shas. It's nothing to do with Kolde Mekadosh Adai to Rabbanim Mekadosh. You could be kicking and screaming, but if Chacham said that it's Hefka, it's Hefka. Well, if we're working here with Hefka based on Hefka, then Chacham said the Kedusha Kesef of Hefka. So finish, end the story. Who needs Kolde Mekadosh Adai to Rabbanim Mekadosh? Then this is the Ritva. I think it's a punter in the Ritva, how he's Geretz and Rashi. The Ritva. First he brings... The Ritva doesn't learn Pshat and the Gemara differently. That we're not going with called the Makadosh or Daita Abana Makadosh at all. We're going with that it's not a Shavar Puto because once it's Asim and Amid Rabban and it becomes the end of Shavar Puto. We'll talk in a minute. But he says, he thinks that's a different Pshat. It's nothing to do with called the Makadosh or Daita Abana Makadosh. Not like the Bala Itur who said that it's as called the Makadosh or Daita Abana Makadosh. So it doesn't, that sounds like he didn't have this in Rashi at all. The whole called the Makadosh or Daita Abana Makadosh. Otherwise, why is he quoting a Bala Itur? I mean, if you have a Rashi, you don't need to quote a Baal Itur. Then in the next paragraph, he says, V'Rashi is our cost of Vizel Lashonik. All of a sudden, he does seem to have a Rashi. I forgot the Osi Sanoch Chomis, the Rabbanon, the Sheish, Umafke Kiddush Etera. I didn't see the Masada Rav Kook. So somebody told me that in this paragraph of the Ritva, in the Masada Rav Kook, which was they say that this paragraph is a hisab. Maybe somebody could check. But Akapanim, the way I have it, he printed in the Kibbutz, Verashi Kosov is Elishoine. And he quotes our Rashi. But listen to how it's, follow in the Rashi and see how it's different. Verashi does the Kosov is Elishoine. If Apple got the Os Isa and Os Chomis there, Umafki Kiddushi Tayra, which is Ashish Isla Alma, Hometatzin and Makama Dukti, they called him Makadish, Adaita Drabon and Makadish, because that's Moshe of Israel. The Rabban Amru Lav Kiddushininu. Question of Hefka based on Hefka. So I thought maybe from Rashi. You see the Ritva in his Rashi didn't say anything about Hefka based on Hefka. You see Rashi in Ksuvah Takas is a different svar. He says that it's a Matana. A Matana is not Hefka based on Hefka. If it's Hefka, it's not a Matana either. However, Rashi and Yevomis, I found Rashi and Yevomis Taftanakim and Beis, there you also have a Gemara about called the Makadosh Adayta Dabonim Makadosh. And Rashi there says, like Rashi by us, called the Makadosh Adayta Dabonim Makadosh. He says also that he has Das to be Makadosh according to the Rabbana. And then the Gemara is Kinnish Bekinnish Bekasmo. So he says, because Hefka based on Hefka. So that's already like Rashi by us. So that needs a hesber. If you have Hefka based on Hefka, then who needs called the Makadosh? The Dayta Rabbanan Makadosh. Ulai, or Yomokam Lema. Then maybe Rashi holds that Hefka based on Hefka is only Din the Rabbanan. It's not Poel in the Derais, and the Derais is not Hefka. So then we could say, that maybe Rashi holds like this, that Kol Makadosh Adayta Rabbanan Makadosh is not enough to be Makir the Kiddushin. That's Kol Makadosh Adayta Rabbanan Makadosh. Hefka based on Hefka, rather, is not enough to be Makir the Kiddushin, because Hefka based on Hefka only means that it's Hefka Midir Rabbanan, but it's not Hefka Der Aiso. Says Rashi, no, but since Kol Makadosh Adayta Rabbanan Makadosh, I'm Makadosh Al Das Der Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan said that it's Hefka. And in what right do they have, what koyach could they say that it's Hefka? They said that it's Hefka, koyach Hefka based on Hefka. So the Mela, now Shnat Mekudesh is even Minatayah. It's not Mekadosh, because people ask the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon said Hefka based on Hefka. And the Mela goes, it's not a, so Mela, my das, it's not a Kiddushin. I say it's a very difficult thing to say. To say that Hefka based on Hefka only works on a Darbon level, not on a Derais level, is very, very difficult. The Gemara says the Gemara says Yechayev Koras on Chulin Shenish. What's the Gemara? Yeah, well, get the name of base. The Gemara says, talking about a Ganav who stole the behemoth, he shechted it b'chutz. This is Chayiv Koras. Why is Chayiv Koras not royal Pesach Chayil Moed? Because it's not his carbon. He can't really, it's not a kosher carbon. The Gemara says, look at my Rabbanim, b'shusha, k'heichad il Chayiv Olo. The Rabbanim were machnet him in order that he should be Chayiv Koras. And Rashi says over there, they put in the b'shusha l'ganov, sh'yokol of hektish gomer, b'shu is Chayiv Koras, the knas with the kansinu of a hefker based on hefker who with kdeisha. Let's say the chorus is in a hefker based on hefker. And some of the other rice also, but hefker based on hefker is poil even with the rice. I don't know. So it's a shver rashi over here. What's this hefker? What is hefker based on hefker over here? Again, the rashi in ksuvas, the chorus is not this way. Rashi in ksuvas says it's a matona. Matona is not hefker. And Machalim, Rashi in ksuvas says that it's make any mention of Hefka based on Hefka. There's no need for it. Just like by Bia, the Gemara says, it's up to the he's moisted to the Rabban. Is it Kiddushi Ishus? Is it a Bia's Ishus or a Bia's Nus? So, same thing by Kesef. He's moisted to the Rabban. Is it a Kesef Kenyan or is it a Kesef? Lawyer there.
Abby?
Yeah.
To be moisted, you also have an in getting Laman of Avam and Bez and Gittin, the Gemara learns Hefka Bez and Hefka from Sukkim.
Right, like I say, it's an Asmachta, Cholash Yovi, Ratsas Asom, Yochram Kol Roshusai, it's Sukkim and Nach. The time to be Kabbalah Yafinon. It needs your research. If there's any mukum to say that Hefka Beis and Hefka is only Pail Mid Rabbanim.
Rabbi's Raya was a Yechayv Karis. That's his Mashal's Dorish.
Yeah, Morris doesn't get the Yechayv Karis. I'm sure there's other rights. Maybe somebody could look in the Encyclopedia Talmud or something, and I don't know. Maybe there's some mukum to say that it's only the Rabbanim, basically. That much I think Akupanim. Smuvul and Rashi that even though that Chomish Bishar Shishis Minatoya is his. If Chomish Bishar Shishis was not yours midiraisa, no, it's Betsim Ish Mokum Lotl. Chacham said Chomish Bishar Shishis is also Banah. Chabar in Svar to be a Mokum to say. And maybe even though it's only Dindra Abonon, Shoshish is only Dindra Abonon, but since now Midra Abonon, it's also Bano, so it's a Mitzias that it's also Bano. If the Mitzias it's also Bano, maybe that's Mafkir the Mominus. It's not with the Shomer Putta, you can't do anything with it. But Mitzias, you can't do anything with it. Maybe that's enough to make it Ein Shala. Or Ein Bishus El Kaponim. In Svara, there could be such a possibility. We'll see later in the Ritva. The Ritva learns that call it that a Makadosh Bechamitz Bishoshishus. I mean, that Torah is not good Kiddushim. Without calling the Makadosh a Daita Rabbanim Makadosh, you don't have to come up to call the Makadosh a Daita Rabbanim Makadosh. Since when Mitzias is not worth the Shomer Puto, so it's not a Mominus. It has no market value. You can't sell on Amazon things that are also Bano. It's not a anyway, at least you're not supposed to. In Rashi, but you see in Rashi not the way. That's for sure. You see in Rashi not the way. Then Rashi wouldn't need any of this. He certainly wouldn't need to call the Mekadosh Adai to Rabbanim Mekadosh. But the fact that Rashi has to come out to call the Mekadosh Adai to Rabbanim Mekadosh, it's mavur. But if not for the call the Mekadosh Adai to Rabbanim Mekadosh, it would be a good kiddushin. Because it would be considered to be a mominus. It would be considered to be a shavu putto, and it would be considered to be shaloi. And b'shulta l'chayra, everything. It's only a dindur abonim. The minatayr is not affected. You have to come out to the kol d'makadosh, a day to d'rabonim makadosh, that since his das, the makadosh, is to be makadosh, a day to d'rabonim. And the rabonim said that it's not a good kiddushin, because of hefker based on hefker, because they decided it's a matana. The rabonim decided it's not a good kiddushin. So mele, he's going out das d'rabonim. So mele, it's not a good kiddushin. Need the Maria Bamas. Just give me a second. I just had an idea. Mm-hmm. It won't work for Rashi and Yavam. I'm thinking for Rashi over here. Why did Rashi say Hefka Beis? Let me say what Rashi is in Iksubas. He was in Kaddish at Aitra Abonner, and they decided the Moses and Matan. I think here at least, maybe the answer is Poshut. The Rabbanan decided that that when a person is Makadosh with Chometz B'Shosh Shishus, the Rabbanan decided that the Kesef Kiddushin is a Matana, the Chometz of Kiddushin is a Matana. Would Chazal ever sit and talk about this Kiddushin? Chazal said Chometz B'Shosh Shishus is also Banna. It's not like in the Gemara Ksuvas. In the Gemara Ksuvas, he gave a get Amanas that he's not going to come, and then there was an oinus, and it's a need of oinus begitten. So there was once upon a time a basin that convened about the issue of oinus begitten, and they made a takon of oinus begitten. And in order to make the takon of oinus begitten, they made a takon that if get al tnai, and there was nenas, and even if the get really is no good, but we're going to be mavatul kiddushin, and we're going to say that the kiddushay kesef that the Makadosh gave originally was kesef maton. And we have a koyach to do it because in Makadosh, he gives it over to us to decide what's the nature of his nesinus kesef. But Chazal never had it in Torah about chometz b'shoshishis, a person in Makadosh with chometz b'shoshishis, and they had it in Torah, and they said, well, since called the Makadosh died from the bottom of Makadosh, we're going to make a takana that anybody's Makadosh with chometz b'shoshishis, it's a matana, it's not a kinyan. Chazal ever made such a takana? And why would they even have an agenda to make such a takana? Chazal would never done about a person Makadosh b'shoshishis. They never made a takana about a Makadosh with chometz b'shoshishis. Chazal made a takana about chometz b'shoshishis that it's also behana. Because when based and sat to discuss chometz b'shoshishis, they weren't interested in dinei kiddushin. They were interested in dinei Pesach. And they didn't want people to be nene from Chometz B'Shosh in Shoshishis. They shouldn't come to be nene in Lacha Chatzais. So they made a takana that Chometz B'Shosh Shishis is Osir Behano. They never made a takana that if a person be Kaddish B'Shosh, the Chometz B'Shosh Shishis, it should be a matana and not a kinyan. So where is the called the Kaddish, the Dait of the Rabbanon Kaddish? What Dait of the Rabbanon exactly is being implicated over here? The answer is, That the diet of the Rabbanan was not that they decided every person was Makadosh with Chometz is a Matana. The diet of the Rabbanan was that the Rabbanan said Chometz is also Bahana, B'Shoshishis. And Isser Hana, the meaning of Isser Hana is that it's Eina Shaloi, because Minat Torah or something that's also Bahana is Eina Shaloi. So when the Rabbanan said that Chometz B'Shoshishis is also Bahana, included in that is that the Rabbanan were saying, the Rabbanan were saying that it's Osir, that it's Eina Shaloi. So Rabbanan said that Chometz B'Shoshishis is Eina Shaloi. And what kind of Kayach do they have to make something Eina Shaloi? Rabbanan can huff and puff and say that Chometz B'Shoshishis is Osir B'Hanot. But what right do they have to make it Eina Shaloi? Mele normal Isra'anot Deiraisa is Eina Shaloi Deiraisa. But this not the Rabbanan, it's not Eina Shaloi Deraisa. So Elamai Eina Shaloi Midrabbanan, with what Kayach do you have to make something Eina Shaloi Midrabbanan? It's my property. With the Kayach of Hefka Beis and Hefka. So that's over here Rashi invokes Hefka Beis and Hefka. I'll come at it from a different angle, and the two things complement each other. Rashi over here says it works with Hefka Beis and Hefka. Why does Rashi need Hefka based on Hefka? Chacham said that it's also Bahana. Isser Hana is Eina Shaloi. That's the Rashi before that we haven't done yet. Rashi before says that when Chazal made it, that you can't be, the reason why you can't do Bittul, why can't you do Bittul in Chometz B'Shoshishis? The Rashi didn't say because Hefka based on Hefka. He said because since they made it also Bahana, Isser Hana, since called the Tikkun Rabbanan came their eyes to Tikkun, when they made it also Bahana, that means they made it Eina Shaloi. So now you can't be Mavatl. Now that's clearly a din derabbanan. If it wasn't, that was a din deraisa, I wouldn't need called the Makadosh a din derabbanan. Makadosh, obviously it's a din derabbanan. And it's a not derabbanan, becomes a nishalemi derabbanan. So why does Rashi over here have to say hefker based on hefker? Forget hefker based on hefker. It's also bahanomi derabbanan, may it say nishalemi derabbanan. The answer is inachanami hainulach. Because what gives the chacham a right to make an isra another rabbanon into an enish leimid rabbanon? They want to be misakin kain the rice and dikin, but with what koyach do they have to make something enish leimid rabbanon? With the koyach of hefker based on hefker. So here Rashi needs to say hefker based on hefker. What Rashi means when he says hefker based on hefker is that it's also an obi rabbanon and melech comes enish leimid rabbanon. And why is that mafkiyah kiddushin? Because called the makadosh, that the rabbanon makadosh. Yeah, I die in any shoyl. If you're coming out to call them kaddish, I die to abonim kaddish, then it should work with that Torah, because it doesn't have to be based on, if ultimately it's a kind of hefker based on hefker, then it should work with that Torah, because it doesn't have to be based on hefker work with that Torah. So that, any of that, that's the problem I mentioned before. The chayr with the chayr's mashma over here, that hefker based on hefker, Rashi holds, is not working with that Torah. And it has a stims, how the stims of the Gemara and Gittin that it works for chil kars. That problem I don't have a solution for. Internally, I say, well, the Rashi hangs together very well. It doesn't work. I'm going to go over this again because it's got a little bit, all of a sudden it got complicated. But it doesn't stem with Rashi and Yevamos, because Rashi and Yevamos also says Hefker based on Hefker. And there he's talking about a case. There he's talking about a case of Lamas Datsari. Somebody gave a get. He sent the Shliach to give a get. And then he was Mavatal the Shliach Shloi Befonov. So you're not allowed to do it. But what happens if he did do it? Now I do it because the shlich may not know. You send the shlich to give a get. The shlich is en route. You go, you move out to the shlichus. When the Torah works, but so up and way, the shlich is going to give the get. The shlich doesn't know. Nobody knows you were move out to it. So Chum said, you know how to do it. And if you did it, so the Gemara says, they were Rebkir the Kiddush. The get goes through and they were Rebkir the Kiddush. They voided your bittul. The get goes through. Call the Mekadosh who died to Rabban and Mekadosh. So there Rashi says, call the Mekadosh who died to Rabban and Mekadosh. He did it al das lechachamim, and they said and they said hefker, and then tilich kiddush v'kaspa. The Gemara asks, can it, it's the whole thing, and Rashi really says because hefker based on hefker. So there, I don't understand. What do you have to command? What do you need hefker based in? What does hefker based in hefker have to do with anything? You should say chachamim said that it's you were meister to the chachamim. They said it's a matana, like Rashi's and Ksubas. That Rashi, I don't see how it could stim with Rashi and Ksuvas. Rashi and Ksuvas says it's a matana. It doesn't say hefker based on hefker. Lawyer there. But Rashi, by us at least, I understand why he doesn't say stamaze that it's a matana. Because he needs to come out to hefker based on hefker. So let me go through this again. Just focusing on the Rashi's by us. The Gemara makes it tushdal. The Gemara says you can't be mavat. You cannot do bitl b'shor shishis because it's asav and amid rabbana. And the Gemara compares that to the member the Omer of Gidul Omer of Chia by Yosef Amar Rav and Makadosh Mishay Shoyis Lumayla Filu Bechita Kudonais and Chayshin Kiddush. Now. We have a choice. We could learn the whole Gemara Midrash. We could learn that Chumash, since it's also Vano, Midrabanon, it becomes Eina Shalom Midrash. And then we wouldn't need Kol the Makadosh to die after Midrabanon Makadosh, and we wouldn't need Hefke, and we wouldn't need anything. But clearly Rashi is not going there. Rashi says the Kiddushin are no good because Kol the Makadosh to die after Midrabanon Makadosh. So clearly Rashi holds that an Issa Hano Midrabanon makes it Eina Shalom Midrabanon, but not Midrash. That's the Emes Darashi, Darashi that we skipped, came and this is the Rabbanon, the Misha Ovu Chomesh Osir Bechomesh L'Divri Akel, Kidei Raisa Domi, Be'ena Shaloi. So Rashi doesn't spell it. Rashi is ambivalent. Maybe it means Ena Shaloi Midaraisa. Kidei Raisa Domi, maybe it means Ena Shaloi Midaraisa. But in the light of the Rashi, but since you see from the Kolde Makadosh, from the next Rashi, the Rashi has to come out to Kolde Makadosh and die to the Rabbanon Makadosh, it's clear that when Rashi says that you can't be Mavato V'Shoshishas, because kidereisa domi ve'ena shaloi, he means called the tikkun rabbanon ke'ein dereisa tikkun. Since isra no midereisa is ena shaloi midereisa, and isra no midrabbanon is ena shaloi midrabbanon. And that's what the Gemara Shtal and Sutu is comparing to kiddush. That you see by kiddushin also that the rabbanon said that it's ena shaloi midrabbanon, that it's ena shaloi midrabbanon. Like kiddushin itself, actually, it's a serif of two things. He says, called the Makadosh, I died to the Rabbanon Makadosh. And he says, Hefke based on Hefke. So we said right away off the bat that the Rashi, the Tzirf Advarim, that you need two things, that's reminiscent of Rashi in Ksuvas, the way he learns the Gemara, that there's no Chazor in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kol Dem Akadosh, then it says, Tinech the Kiddush Bekaspa, what about Kiddush Bebiya? And the Gemara says, well, Kol Dem, the Gemara says, it's his Nus. The Rabbi learns that there's a Chazor in the Gemara. The Gemara didn't know that it's a Tanai. The Gemara thought that it's just a regular Hefka Bez and Hefka. So the Gemara says, but what about Biya? The Gemara says, Mechadosh, no, it's a regular Tanai. And the Tanai works regardless whether it's Kesef or it's not about Tanai. He was Mechadosh all Tanai. The Rabbanan said no, so it's no. But Rashi learns it's not a chazara. The Gemara all you have a the Gemara knows from the beginning. Called the Mekadosh in Mekadosh al Das Rabbanon. But yet the Gemara thinks that it works better by Kesef than by Biyah. If it was a Tanai, what's the difference? Of course, Rashi learning that called the Mekadosh is not a Tanai. If you want to look at Rav Nochem in Chiddush Rav Nochem in Gittin, Perakas Shaleach, Ois Lamed Dalet, he also speaks this out more or less that you see in Rashi that it's not a Tanai. He says so. A nusach. I'm not quite sure about the nusach, but the nusach I want to. Whatever. You can look at his nusach. The nusach that I want to say is he's called the Makadosh Adai Tevonim Makadosh. Doesn't mean he's speaking out of Tanai. I don't know if he had in mind the Tanai. He had in mind the Tanai. He's thinking about the get. It means he's Makadosh. Udoy the Chacham understand. He's doing the ceremony. Whatever the Chacham thinks that it means, that's what it means. He's Moitzer to the Chacham to interpret what he's doing. The Gemara says so. Kesef, I understand better. Chacham will interpret what he's doing. Is it kesef? Is it a kenyan? Is it a matana? If they decide it's a matana, then a matana it is. If they decide that it's a kenyan, then it's a kenyan. So I'm saying, what about bia? I'm saying the same thing. If they decide that it's nus, then it's nus. If they decide that it's ishus, then it's ishus. So that much Rashi is parallel that you see from Nakamura that Kol Demakadosh has to have a twin, has to have a partner. You can't just say Kol Demakadosh Adai to Rabbanu Makadosh. A meiser to the Chacham. But the Chacham have to do something in response. And what they have to do in response is they have to do something about that. They have to say that the kesef is not a king. The way Rashi says it in Ksuvos is they said that it's a matana. So that extent, Rashi tracks Rashi in Ksuvos. But there's a difference. Rashi in Ksuvos says that what they said is that the kesef is a matana. Rashi Be'yos says that what they said is hefka based on hefka. Why that difference? So as far as that goes, so I think the answer is pushed. Because we could answer another question. Why do you have to say even hefker based on hefker or mois matana? Why not just say that it's chometz b'shoshis? Just the rabbanon said that it's osobana means ein shalom midrabban. So since he's makadosh adai to the rabbanon, and the rabbanon said that it's ein shalom because osobana midrabban, so the male is saying ein mukodeshes. Why do we even need Hefker based on Hefker? Why do we need anything? So you have two questions. Why does Rashi over here say Hefker based on Hefker when Rashi is explaining Kiddushin? When you're Mekadosh B'chametz, why does Rashi say Hefker based on Hefker? Why doesn't he say either what he says in Ksuvos? That Chazal said it's a Maton, and if they say it's a Maton, and our Mekadosh Shaldas came to a Maton, it becomes a Maton. Why do you have to invoke Hefker based on Hefker? And number two, why even talk about Hefker based on Hefker? If already, so why use Hefker based on Hefker? Why not use what Rashi said in the Dibur before, that they said it's Osir Bano, and Osir Bano means Eina Shaloi, and if it's Eina, so that included in the Takana, that it's Eina, and then it's Isir Bano, included in that Takana is that it's Eina Shaloi, Min Rabbanu. I don't have to come out to Hefker based on Hefker. So I think the answer to both of those questions is that Rashi can't say like Ksuvos that he was meiser the kiddushin to the chachamim and the chacham decided that it's a matana. When did the chachamim ever decide that a person mekadosh b'chametz b'shal shishis that it becomes a matana? When? Where? There was never such a takana. There was a takana by a get. The person's mekadosh with the get, and a person gives a get and he gives a daknai, and then there was an einis begitin. So there was a takona that Bishum Tznuis, Bishum Putzois, they decided, well, let's be mafkir the kiddush. What's the mechanism? We'll make the mois into mois matan. Or in, so there it makes sense to say, come, they had a meeting of the moetzis, and they decided that in such a case, the mois become a matan. But in Agama, Chacham never had a they were never nimdu begamru that if you're a kaddish with chametz derabanan and saying the mekudeshes. The takana was that chametz b'shoshishis is also banah. It was a takana about Hilchos Pesach. And what were they misakin? They were misakin that it's also banah. But that takana also makes it Einu Shaloi, because the takana that's also banah also makes it Einu Shaloi. With what kayach could they make it Einu Shaloi? Even with Rabbanu, with what kayach can they take my money away? They're making it also banah. It's my money. With what is it going to become Einu Shaloi? The Herod says with the kayach of Hefka based on Hefka. So Chazal made also banah with Rabbanu. Kayach the Raisa Tikkun, when they made it also banah, they wanted to make it Einu Shaloi too. They're only the kayach to make it in Shalei is hefker based in hefker. Well, that's what Rashi means. Therefore, when you're mekadesh with such chametz, not only is she not mekudeshes midrabanan, she's not mekudeshes midraisa, because since Chacham made it also banah midrabanan, and when they made it also banah midrabanan, they made it in Shalei midrabanan, and they have a kayach to make it in Shalei midrabanan with hefker based in hefker. So now it's taka in Shalei midrabanan, and since I'm mekadesh adai to the rabanan. So if the Rabbanan think that it's that I'm being mekadesh with that this is not a real kinyan because I'm using money that's Einu Shaloi, so the Rabbanan's not a kinyan, so then the Midrash is not a kinyan because called the mekadesh, so that's the Rabbanan mekadesh.
Rabbi, why can I be mevatel just because it's hefker? I can't be mevatel something that's hefker.
Einu Shaloi, yeah, you can't be mevatel hefker. Why can't you be Rav Lehefka? That's
the point to Rashi, yeah.
Because Rashi was not a Maisa Bailam. Yeah, we said maybe we'll say out there at the Ramam that you can't be Messiah Das and something, you can't be Messiah Das and something that's Einu Shaloi altogether. I think that's the Avon of Rashi. Everything stims. Again, I don't know why Rashi, in Yavamas, right? In Yavamas, the more Yavamas, Katakamit based. That's more like the Gemara in Gittin. That's a Gemara about a problem with the get. I sent the shliach to give a get, and I was mevatel. That's a case of the Rabbanan actually sat down and they had a meeting about what to do with the get. But there, the Rashi didn't have to come out to Efka based on Efka. He could have just said, Chacham decided it's Mois Matana. I don't know why you have to invoke Efka based on Efka. Right there. Now, Kuponet for here is very geschmack. Now, again, there is one problem that remains outstanding. Because at the end of the day, you're telling me that it goes with the koyach of hefker based on hefker. You're telling me that the chacham made the chametz Einu Shaloi. They made it also banah midrabanan mimela it's Einu Shaloi midrabanan. But that it has a koyach to become Einu Shaloi is with the koyach of hefker based on hefker. Well, if it's with the koyach of hefker based on hefker, then why doesn't it work with the raisa just on that account alone? Hefker based on hefker, the chacham makes it Einu Shaloi midraisa. And if it's Einu Shaloi midraisa, then who needs called the mekadesh that the rabbanan mekadesh? The Israel knows only the Sanami Drabonu. But the Israel Nami Drabonu makes it Einu Shaloi with Hefka based on. Rashi is telling me that the mechanism of how Israel Nami Drabonu becomes Einu Shaloi is with the Kayach of Hefka based on Hefka. Well, Hefka based on Hefka, that's a big canon. That makes it Einu Shaloi Minatayra. So why doesn't the Sanami Drabonu become Einu Shaloi Minatayra? And you can't even tell me that it does, because then why do I need, then what's Rashi's kasha? How the kiddushin paka? It's kiddushin deraisa. How you mafkid with the nisir hanomi drabonim? So Rashi, we say in the kamaduch they call the mekadesh adai to drabonim mekadesh. What does Rashi need it for? Say in shloim deraisa. That I don't know what to do. Unless we'll say that Rashi kakolz and hefker based on hefker only has a force of a drabon. I'm trying to against the Gemara in Gittin that says that mikhayev chorus with the hefker based on hefker. So that's the outstanding problem. But the rest of it's talking very schmuck. I think it works very, very well.
Really?
Yeah.
So according to this, so even if we, like, it's Einu Shaloi on a derb, it's still Rishus of Einu, it's Einu Shaloi just for Chametz, just for being us, or not even for Kiddushin also. So why does Rashi need Kol on the Mekadesh, the Ravon Mekadesh, right? Just meaning, we know it's Einu Shaloi. Like if you look later on, Rashi Kedaraisa Dami Einu Shaloi V'lomim Zavatalei. That's also because of Hefker based in Hefker.
It's with Hefker based in Hefker, and that's only a Din Derabanan.
Rather,
why Hefker based in Hefker all of a sudden was demoted to being a Derabanan? But Rashi,
why do we need
also the Einu Shaloi that's nifal by the Yisrael Noah? Even though Rashi calls it Hefker based in Hefker, but it's an Einu Shaloi that comes from the Yisrael Noah Derabanan is only an Einu Shaloi Derabanan.
Right. But it's Inner Shalodra Abundant for everything.
What?
It's Inner Shalodra Abundant for everything. So,
yeah. But that's
so why do we need Kol de Mekadesh Adaitis and Rabbanu Mekadesh? Meaning it's also Inner Shalodra for Bayer Rabbi Matzah. That's
what it is. How is an Inner Shalodra Abundant of Kiyah Kiddushin that she doesn't need, that she shouldn't need to get? She's going to go marry somebody else. If she's only Inner Shalodra Abundant and Midiraisa the Kesef with Shaloi, then how come she can marry somebody else? No problem. You can't be mevatel midrabbanan. Midaraisa b'shoshishis, it is a good bittul. That's the answer to them. It's the person is mevatel shechametz b'shoshishis. Mestamim in that Torah is not everybody Rabbi Matzah. But he's only midrabbanan. But here you're being matan eshishish la'alma. How do you do that with only a midrabbanan? That's where Rashi, there Rashi has to come out to call the Mekadosh. That's the midrabbanan Mekadosh. Happy, the question of how is Hefker based, and why is the Hefker based in the Hefker only a Derabon, and why isn't it a Deraiso? So maybe you could say a vart that maybe La'olam in general, Hefker based in Hefker could work even with Deraiso. But just here, the particular Hefker based in Hefker they were talking about is a Hefker based in Hefker that comes from Yisrael Omid Derabon. It's not also Banomid HaTorah, it's only also Banomid Derabon. And it's just the came their Isa Tikkun that they wanted their Israel not their Rabbanon to act like an Israel not their Isa. So since the Israel not Guf is only their Rabbanon, so when the Chazal said that that comes together with an Enish Shaloi, they only made it an Enish Shaloi with the Rabbanon. Because the Enish Shaloi can't be more than this Israel not that's generating it. Maybe. But it's not going to work for Rashi and Yevamos, because Rashi and Yevamos is not talking about the Israel not. Rashi and Yevamos is talking about time to get that you were Mevatel L'Shliach, and Chazal decided that it's no good. Called the Mekadosh, the Daita Rabbanu Mekadosh, and Kitirich the Kiddush Bekasva, Hefker based in Hefker. That's a special Hefker based in Hefker that they said over there in the moment. And they wanted it to be Makir Kiddushin. So over there, why did they make it a Hefker based in Hefker that should be Menatar? And then you won't need to call the Mekadosh, the Daita Rabbanu Mekadosh. So it's not, it's a good answer. It would be maybe Maspik over here. It's not going to be Maspik over there. Yeah, it would seem from these two Rashis that the Rashi over here and Rashi in Yavama seems to be going to Hefker based in Hefker is only the Rabbanu. What the, how that could stem with other places, I don't know. Yeah. So let's go back to the Rashi that we skipped. Came in the Yisur Darabana. The Mishav B'chamesh Osir B'chamesh L'diri Akel. Meaning, it's Machai Samei and Rabbi Yehuda about Shoh Chamishas. But Shosh Shishas is about also about not. So they have their eyes to dummy, the Ein Shalom. So yeah, if I only had this Rashi, I would say Ein Shalom maybe means Ein Shalom their eyes. Maybe because it's not worth anything, or maybe because Hefka based on Hefka. But when the Rashi by called the Makadish, it's clear that Ein Shalom over here means Ein Shalom their Abana. So if it's Amish, you can't do bittul. That's the whole point. You can't do bittul. The whole question is, let's do bittul b'shosh shishis. So the Rashi says, you know, you can't do. So the Gemara says, you can't do bittul b'shosh shishis. B'shosh shishis, it's Amish shaloi. And if it's Amish shaloi, then you can't do bittul. Rashi is again chasing over. Lab b'shusikayim in the Gemara by Rashi means Amish shaloi. Just like we had earlier in the Gemara also. Lab b'shusikayim by Rashi means Amish shaloi. So therefore, Rashi means, therefore, if you're going to be mivatel b'shoshishis, surely ain't a shaloi. So if you're going to, so therefore, it's going to undermine the whole sibas hatakana. What's the point of doing bittul? You might find a buski yafeh, it'll be daitelei, and you'll be chasalei, and you'll be eivah. So if you're going to do, if you're going to do the bittul b'shoshishis, ain't a shaloi, the bittul doesn't work. So then you're going to find the buski yafeh, and right, you're going to be chasalei, you're going to be eivah. Overale. Her overale doesn't mean midrash, overale means midrabbanan. Again, if Rashi is only Einishalim midrabbanan, like you see from the Rashi, we call the Makadish, then the bittul is only not working midrabbanan. If the bittul is only not working midrabbanan, then the overale is also only a midrabbanan. Okay, well, so be it. It's very muddy. Why does Rashi have to say this altogether? Why does he have to chazer over the business about this Gliyofa? If you follow the Sugya, yeah, maybe the pace that we go. So by the time we get to this Rashi, the Gemara about Gluski Yofa was 4 days ago. But a normal person is reading about, we know it, like we're talking about Gluska Yafa, that's what I'm talking about, and you have to be Mavatl by night, you shouldn't forget. But why not be Mavatl in the morning, because it's Nisidir Amor. You look at it, I understand. So maybe you go back to, it's not a good bittle. If it's not a good bittle, so what? So you're going to find the Gluska Yafa. That's just the Chazor over the whole business now about Gluska Yafa. So I'll tell you, if Rashi meant Einish Leimidar at Minatayra, and the Gemara is saying a chiddush that an Isidar Abonim makes it Einish Leimidatayra, so now I would say Rashi's coming to tell me that even though it's only an Isidar Anomidar Abonon, but it makes it into a Bayroba, he mutsi midar Raisa, so you have the chash of Gluska Yafa. If the Gluska Yafa was only a Bayroba midar Abonon, so then we'll be, for that we wouldn't have to be Misak and Bittl. But no, since it's Isidar Anomidar Abonon, it prails Minatayra, that it's not a good Bittl Minatayra, so you mamish over Bayroba and mutsi midar Raisa. Oh, so that's no good. So you have to be Mavatl early the night before. But I think in Rashi, that's not tenable. We're not talking about the Raisis. The Einish Shalei is the Einish Shalei Drabon. It's a Drabon of the Einish Shalei. Need to call them a Kaddish. So the Bar Yom HaMotz that Rashi is talking about is a Drabon of the Bar Yom HaMotz. What does he have to say? Maybe my time a Gufo. Rashi wants to tell me, you might say, look, it's only Einish Shalei Midrabanan. So what's the problem? Your whole chash is going to be over by Rabbi Motzei. He's not going to be over by Rabbi Motzei. He did a good bittle minatayr. Let him be mevatel b'shoshishus. Minatayr is a good bittle. Maybe if he'll find the gluski yofi, he won't be over. So what are you worried about? So Rashi says, no, when Chazal made a takon, it came deraisa tikkun, so it goes with all the repercussions. And it becomes Einish Shalei, came deraisa. And we made the bittles no good, ke'ein deraisa. And if you find a guski off and you chasli over by Rabbi Motzi, ke'ein deraisa. I'll leave it to Emes to tell all the rabbonim. But it all goes into the ke'ein deraisa, and we have to treat it like it's over by Rabbi Motzi. Like we have to treat it as if he's being over by Rabbi Motzi. Because ke'ein deraisa domi. But Rashi's elaborating on the ke'ein deraisa domi. Ad kedei kach, it's ke'ein deraisa domi, that it's considered that if you do a bittle in such a time, then when you find the guski off, you're over. Avad, mid rabbonim. We still have to come out to call the Mekadosh and die to the bottom Mekadosh. But in Hilchas Chometz, it's called, we go with Kederai Sedomi, and it's Einish Shalei Legamei. We have to keep adding. But still, it's Einish Shalei Legamei, and when you find the Gluski off, you're overlay, and it's no good. And that's what actually wants to be Madish. And when Moshe won the Kuddah, also very important. It comes out from the Rashi's. The Rashi holds that an Isanod the Rabbanon makes it Einish Shalei only the Rabbanon. We don't say, well, look, the Mitzias is also Rabbanon. Who cares? What's the reason? The Maisa of the Mitzias is also Rabbanon. So it should become Einish Shalei Minatayr. Rashi moved out to it. An Einish Shalei Mid Rabbanon, an Isanod Mid Rabbanon makes it Einish Shalei Mid Rabbanon. And the emes is, Lufi, what we've been explaining now, it's even more. Even the Isanod Drabbanon doesn't automatically make it also Einish Shalei Midrabbanon. Chazal have to make a Hefker based on Hefker to do it. It needs the Koyach of Hefker based on Hefker. If Chazal didn't have the Koyach of Hefker based on Hefker, then an Isanod Midrabbanon would not even make an Einish Shalei Midrabbanon. It's only because Chazal have a Koyach of Hefker based on Hefker, they have a Koyach to be Mafkir Momen, that their Isanod Midrabbanon can make an Einish Shalei Midrabbanon. So from here is a raya to a yisoid of Shimon Shkops, a famous yisoid. Rav Shimon said it on the Tosfos Mishesh Shoyis Ulamayla, which we're not going to get to today. But I think you see it in this Rashi too. Rav Shimon said, at least in Tosfos, that an Isra'anot is Einish Shalei, even under the Raisa, the fact that an Isra'anot becomes Einish Shalei, it's not because the Mitzias you can't be Nana from it. But Mitzias, you could be Nana from it. The Torah doesn't let, but Mitzias, you could be Nana from it. So I think Abshim maybe is Mechalik. Maybe in Isanom Midaraisa, maybe it is Mitzah, could be Mitzah and Mitzias, but certainly in Isanom Midrabon, it's not Mitzah and Mitzias. The Isra Hanov, the Isra Drabon of the Saucer. Look at Abshim in the side. Let's say it in a simple Nusach. I have to see the Rishimun of Shimon aside, I haven't seen in a long time. I don't know if I ever saw. Just the famous of Shimon. Rishimun's Yisrael, we'll say Rishimun's Yisrael, then we'll fine-tune it later. Rishimun's Yisrael is that Isra HaNoah, the fact that it becomes Einish Shalei, is not because of the Mitzias, you can't be Nana from it. That's not the Nekudah. Matisse could be nana from it. Punished, not allowed. But that's not what's mafkir the dinei mamonis. It's a din in Isra Hanoh. It's me dinei Isra Hanoh that it's mafkir mamonis. It's mafkir reshusa according to the Ritva and Sukkah, but the Firashi it's mafkir that it becomes anishalai. It's me hilchas Isra Hanoh. When the Torah said that something is also Hanoh, included. Shem said, they say about Peder, Shem said in Nusach, that Isra Hanoh, like it puts a poison into the chayfetz and it makes it anishalai. It's not inside the mitzvahs that I can't be nana. It's part of the hilchas Isra Hanoh. The Torah said that something which is also Hanoh loses the tini mamonos. If Shimon said it to explain, he says it for other reasons too, but he says it when we get to the Taisus. We'll see when we get to the Taisus. The Taisus and Isra the Rabbanon makes it Enish Shalai, but a trade the Rabbanon is still Shalai. If you're Mekadosh with an Isra the Rabbanon, that's only a Chad the Rabbanon. So she's in the Mekadoshes. But if you're Mekadosh with an Isra the Rabbanon, that's a trade the Rabbanon, like Chomitz the Rabbanon, Meshoyz the Rabbanon. So then she is Mekadoshes. But Shimon said, if you're Dan Mitzad the Metzias, then it's also, you know, what's the difference? It's the same, the Metzias is the same Isra. You can't be nana more from a trader abana than from a chadder abana. You see, that's not the mitzvah of Messias. It's mitzvah the din isra no shavai, and isra no it's only one side of a derabanan. It's a shayis deraisa, but a chametz derabanan, or a chametz deraisa and a shayis derabanan. So that's still ke'ein deraisa chazal mesakin. It's the din of the chefzo and has dina isra no, has dina isra no mi derabanan, and it makes it also let us say neshula, or any b'shusa. But something that has no achiz in the eyes at all, it's chomis derabonin, shoyis derabonin. So even though chomis are not to be nene from it, but they didn't give it that, it's not a din in the chefzah like a kain deraisa, that it should have the dinim that it's mafkir mamonis. We're not up to Tosis yet, but I'm just telling you that's where Reb Shimon said it. So linyoneinu, I think also you see the same thing. If chachom said that something's also ma'anom derabonin, that's not what makes it in a shalom derabonin. What makes it Eina Shaloi is because the katakono that it should be Asa Manoah includes the takono that it should be Eina Shaloi. Just like the din Yitzhanah Minat Torah includes Minat Torah din that it should be Eina Shaloi. So Kachomins came their Isatikin when they were misakin that it should be Asa Hanoah Banoah Midrabanon, they were misakin included in that takono is a sub takono, an implicit takono that it should be Eina Shaloi Midrabanon. But that takana needs a koyach. With what do they have a koyach to make a takana that it should be Eina Shaloi? Only with the koyach of Hefker based in Hefker. Without Hefker based in Hefker, they couldn't do it. The Metzias is nothing. It's a din. And you want to make a din, Rabbanu want to make a din to be Mafkir Mamonis, they need a koyach to be Mafkir Mamonis. The only koyach they have is Hefker based in Hefker. May last the Rashi that it goes with Hefker based in Hefker. One last nekuda we want to raise. The emes in the light of everything we've seen, it's mamish dover poshut. Lefi Rashi that the din of that makadosh, the reason why you should not makudesh is when you makadosh with chametz b'shoshishus is because called the makadosh at the derabanan makadosh. So what in the world does that have to do with bittul? What is it we're bringing it? What does that have to do with bittul? It's not called the makadosh at the derabanan by bittul. So why the gemara b'chal? What's the common denominator? You makadosh with chametz b'shoshishus. Yeah, called the makadosh at the derabanan makadosh. What does it have to do with the story that we want to say over here that the bittul is no good? Yeah. So the answer is poshut. Because the kol de mekadosh adai te rabbanan mekadosh by itself is not enough. The kol de mekadosh adai te rabbanan mekadosh has to work together with the fact that chachamim said that it's einish shaloi. And where did the chachamim say that it's einish shaloi? It's not like they sat down and they had a meeting about a mekadosh b'chametz. It's not like the Gemara in Gittin or the Gemara in Yevamos where Chazal actually done about such a get that Einon is begitin or they can't be mevatel l'shliach. They never had a meeting of the Sanhedrin to talk about the mekadosh b'chametz. Where did the chacham say the chametz ain't a shalai? The whole called the mekadosh about the mamon mekadosh because the chacham say that it's not a mamon. Where did the chacham ever say that it's not a mamon? Teretz is in the takana when Chacham were misaken that it's also Rabbana, including that takana was the takana that it's in the Shalai. That's what Rashi calls Hefker based on Hefker. That's what the Gemara is bringing right. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay, so we have to still do the bottom tesis. I mean, I already told you something about it. And then I want to still do the Balamor, the Ramban, the Chamas. We'll start finishing the Gemara till the two dots. Maybe the Rabbi said it. We'll finish the Gemara till the two dots. Not that much more to be made. And the tesis and the Balamor and the Ramban. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thanks, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.